Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's face the music here. It's time for us to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. It's the DJV program's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week, courtesy of the list that is developed by Talkers Magazine. This is an ancillary hour featuring the voices of the people on the DJV program with our thoughts about the stories. Included in the list of people talking on the air this week, Jennifer Horn is with us, Jay Kirshner, and Chuck Curry, who's back for a repeat performance, a command performance, because he did so fabulously well with his comments and thoughts last week. We thought we'd invite him back again. Victoria is not here, so we've got Jennifer, Jay, and Chuck, and me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview, first of all, of the charts from this past week, the week of August 9th to the 13th. At number 10, all of the hoopla about Jeopardy, yeah, the TV show, number 10. California Recall, number 9, hooray, get rid of Newsom. Oops, wait a minute, that's an editorial comment, and I'll hold on to that until we go through the list.
Repining.
Yes, right. 8 on the list is immigration situation, the border situation, etc. Our relationship with China in number 7. Some people are thinking that the Chinese may be mixing it up with the Afghanistanis to cause problems for us. Suppose anything's possible, right? Number 6, the heat wave and the fires, what's going on the West Coast especially, but there are fires in other countries there, like Greece has horrible fires going on. Number 5, can you vote? And if you can't vote, how do you prove who you are? That's one of the sticky wicket questions being discussed now. Continuous. It seems like it's going on and on and on. Social media and censorship. Jay's going to talk about that. That's number 4. Mr. Cuomo getting the zut, as they say, or taking a pipe himself, no longer governor of New York. And the economy and infrastructure, that bill, what it's going to do to inflation numbers. We'll see about that. We'll talk about it. And certainly number 1 is COVID. On the people list, Mike Richards, new host seemingly of Jeopardy. Gavin Newsom, soon to be the ex-governor of California. Right, Jennifer? Rah-rah, shish kumbah.
I hope.
Ella French. Okay, so Ella French and Lori Lightfoot. This is where I want to start. I've sort of forgotten. I know I've heard the names this week, but I couldn't tell you why. Why? Well, who are those two
Ella
people?
French is the young woman, the police officer who was murdered over the weekend in Chicago, and it was just doing a traffic stop and was shot and killed. Her partner still remains in critical condition, and Lori Lightfoot is the mayor of Chicago, who is now singing a much different
tune. Got the right last name, Lightfoot. She's a lightweight, as far as I can see.
After spending months, maybe more than that, talking about defunding the police in Chicago, she went to the hospital. She was not invited by the family of the officer that remained in critical condition after that traffic stop, and she insisted that she was going to go and visit. When she did, the police officers guarding that room all turned their back on Lori Lightfoot. It was a really dramatic moment, and of course, it was picked up by cameras, and now she has changed her tune this week, saying that she wants to refund the police. Now, what that means in what way she wants to refund the police.
She's a phony politician. She is
I think, and what's happened this week is that she started blaming guns for the problem and for the death of Ella French. And look, I think there's always a conversation to be had about what we can do better when it comes to guns, but those police officers didn't turn their back on a gun. They turned their back on Lori Lightfoot because her policies are failing Chicago. They're failing.
It's a horrible car show. How do these more and more, the more stimulating question here maybe is, when you look around the country at the lack of really good people, Boston's about to have a mayor. Marty Walsh, who'd been the mayor of Boston last 2 or 3 years, became the Secretary of Labor, and his replacement is a woman who was on the city council who's a horror show. And now you look,
New
York.
Is that the acting mayor of Boston?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say one nice thing about her. Yeah. She said that she's not doing vaccine mandates because she thinks it's racist, which is what it feels like to me. She thinks it's like asking people for your papers.
Interesting.
Which
I think
people have forgotten about, right?
Yeah, right. She has not established her, let's say, her credentials at the moment are lacking. And you look around the country at Blah Blasio in New York, what a horror show he is. The mayor of Los Angeles is another jerkleburger. Where is there a good mayor? Frankly, where is there a good politician? Where is there somebody who really knows how to manage a city or a state or the country?
You know who I like, but I know you guys don't agree, but I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's doing a great job in Florida.
He's too much of a political opportunist, though, Jennifer.
Okay, they all are politicians.
I know,
I mean,
but it's...
You're asking for a good politician, so let's look at their output. And
no, I was asking
for
a good mayor or a good manager more than anything else. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I think that he's done a good job managing his state.
Okay. All right. Anybody else got thoughts about that? Chuck Curry in Pennsylvania. Who can you identify as a good, solid, strong leader who's a politician in your state? Got a name?
I got to give some thought to that. But I would just interject and say, I think one of the biggest issues is that we need more politicians who have some center thought to interpret different viewpoints from both sides and get each other to come to the middle, because I think that's where the conversation should be, and I think that's ultimately where the solution does
lie.
Wouldn't
that be nice?
But I do believe we need to get to that point to resolve many of these issues, because I think just about everything we'll discuss on this top 10 countdown list always comes to the same fact. You have fractions from one side to the next that draw a hard line in the sand and ultimately can't come to the table to have some sort of reasonable thought to get something done and a solution solved.
Right. Yeah. All right, so then, you know what? Maybe we should cancel the countdown for this week and talk about your favorite ice cream. Anybody want to do that? We might want to get...
That's like picking your favorite kid, though. I mean, how can you pick your favorite ice cream?
That's
true.
Yeah, we got to go with favorite ice cream by
brand. And Jay's got one child as well, so Max number one. So, Jay, you're in Memphis. You're in Nashville. Yeah. And so where are there good, can you point to somebody that's either in Nashville or in Tennessee that's a good, strong, solid leader that isn't always...
I thought you were going to ask me about like a really good local ice cream place. I had a hard answer for that one.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Jenny's ice cream is amazing. As far as politicians, no, they all suck. The ones on the left don't only want to focus on left things. The ones on the right only want to focus on right things. Like Chuck was saying, why can't we just get somebody who wants to work with other people to come up with better solutions that fit multiple categories? I'm so tired of this left versus right stuff.
The ruling class is using team sports in politics, and I believe there is a ruling class. These people who go into Washington, D.C., or even into local government and then
in
just
both
stay
parties.
There.
In
yeah,
both
of course.
Parties.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, the ruling class is a class. It's not
that
necessarily.
Old fossil. Mitch McConnell's,
Mitch McConnell's in there, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer,
yep.
They've all, the people who just go to work as politicians for their job instead of because they want to help things. I think all of those people distract us with the team sports of politics, because if we can hate each other, we'll never get anything done. So I think the dirty secret is the reason that we get so involved with, we can't talk to this person, or living in our own echo chambers, because no one really wants to get anything done.
I don't want
they
to
are
talk
making
to her.
Money.
She's
off
a
of
Republican.
The status quo,
ooh,
right?
Yeah. Okay. I think we'll get some stimulating conversation out of the people list. Rudy Giuliani, there's something, he's number seven this week. There's something about, and Mike Lindell, something about Giuliani's son, if I remember correctly. Didn't you tell me he was running for something?
He's running for governor of New York. But the reason that Giuliani is on the list, along with Mike Lindell, is that Dominion, which is the voting system that was used in many states, I think 21 or 22 states during the 2020 election, is suing a whole slew of people. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, Fox News, Newsmax, One American News, pretty much conservative outlets that question the technology of the Dominion system during the 2020 election. And this company is deep. It's ingrained very deeply. It's hard to figure out where it operates from and how it operates, but they're fighting back legally, and they had an opportunity for a judge who was appointed by Trump to throw it out, but they said that there is a basis or grounds for a defamation lawsuit. So that's where they're headed.
All right, so that's that. All right, we'll move into Marjorie Taylor Greenland. In a matter, see what I did there? In a matter of moments here, 16 past the hour in the Talk Radio Review.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here we are at 18 at the hour Talk Radio Review with Chuck Curry and Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. So number 7 on the people list is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Rand Paul. Both of them got suspended. Why? From Twitter this week. Same stuff? Or is it different?
Different stuff. It's just, could Twitter try something new? I mean, I'm so tired of hearing about Marjorie Taylor Greene getting suspended from Twitter. It was her opinion that got her suspended, which is not Twitter's job to make decisions on. She said the vaccines are not working. Now, there was a story that came out this week as a companion that said the Biden administration...
She said that?
Yeah, that was her tweet. The vaccines are not working. And then she was taken down from Twitter. Well, look, if people are living or dying by the medical advice being handed out by Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, that is, I think, their prerogative. The story that came out this week is that the vaccine, the antibodies that you're getting from the vaccine are not lasting as long as originally thought. So there is sort of some truth based in what she said. Now, is that how she means it? Who knows? Probably not. She likes to get the headlines. But is it Twitter's job to say, you know what, that's a terrible opinion?
So,
and then if that is their job, why aren't they equally applying it to everybody who has an unsavory opinion on Twitter?
All right,
exactly.
So Rand,
some people say way worse things that are still up there.
I would ask you the question is, what is disinformation and who should...
In my mind, there is no one who is set to be an arbiter of it. I think Twitter and Facebook should be operating as free speech platforms, and people should be able to say what they want, and just equally across the board. There's no reason that the Ayatollah in Iran should have a Twitter profile and President Trump should not. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So I think you got to put everything up there, or you look like a hack. You look like you're operating in...
What's obvious is
narrative.
What's real. They've created a narrative based on their own political realities. So YouTube suspended Rand Paul after he posted a video on masks, so there's another suspension, and why can't he say what he wants to say, even though...
And Rand Paul, some days I want to hug him and some days I want to kick him, right? Rand Paul says a lot of his stuff, but he says, fight back against the mandate because this is only the beginning of a slippery slope, and quite frankly, I think he's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I'll go along with you there. All right, we'll continue a matter of moments. Hold on, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. V-
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour, and at this point in each hour of the regular DJV program, we go to Jay Kirshner for trending items, and so our countdown review does not, it doesn't vary from that, if you will, formula. So Jay's here to go through the answers from some of our listeners to questions that we posted on the various DJV social sites. So what's the first question, Jay?
Well, talking on terms of social media, should social media platforms be silencing their users under any circumstances? And if you believe so, tell us what some of those circumstances are. And Greg Somm says, these are private companies, not a government. They absolutely can control who has a say on their forums. If users don't like it, they can take their business somewhere else. Free Enterprise 101.
So that's free enterprise 101, I like that.
That is true. I mean, I don't think anybody can argue that they're private companies, but the way that I would kind of combat that is that they no longer operate as private companies. They sort of are operating as utilities now. So imagine if Verizon said that conservatives can't make phone calls, so then I couldn't call Chuck anymore. I couldn't call Chuck Curry. I couldn't call Jay Kirshner because they say, well, conservatives, people who voted for Trump, they can't make phone calls anymore. Okay. Well, you're a private company, but you're still a utility. So I think there's gray area where when it comes to the social media platforms.
Well, and Jeremy Wood kind of agrees with that statement, too. So his stance is no, even though they are private companies, they're a form of media and should not be able to silence people or things that they just don't like. Too many of these companies feel way too almighty and will probably just keep getting worse with it.
All right. So who else looks like, well, the comments can continue. If you'd like to comment, help yourself to any of our accounts, right, Jay? Twitter,
Facebook. Yeah, DJV Show is our handle on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. So here's another question about proof of, requiring proof of vaccination of businesses. What are people saying about that?
Winfield Jeremy says, I think the Nazis did similar things. Then again, the Democrat Party isn't too far off. Are they doing this all? Are they doing this for all vaccines, or is it just for the COVID vaccine?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny. Okay, what else? What other comments have you got there?
Lenny Skivnicki chimes in. I think making a mandate requirement by the government for businesses to abide by is absolutely wrong. If they are that worried about the virus, they should, quote unquote, highly suggest businesses require proof to enter, which would be at their discretion. I've had it with the government overreach. People should decide for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that, do we all, I kind of think that's what we're thinking, and that's what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't like the idea of mandating who you can do business with and who you can't, but I'd be a hypocrite to say that businesses can't decide how they want to run themselves, because I think you get to choose who you want to do business with if you're a private company. That being said, what's happening in most of these cities is that the city is coming in, the local municipality is coming in, like in New York or like in San Francisco, and saying no business can operate unless they become vaccine checkers. And I think that's a really bad place mm-hmm. to put businesses in, because businesses want to sell stuff or sell a service and not necessarily get into the medical business of looking at people's yeah. vaccine status.
Not only that, how do you know that the vaccination card is authentic? I mean, I remember
exactly.
when I got vaccinated, I mean, they're basically giving you a thick piece of paper that you put in your wallet. I got to tell you, when I got vaccinated and I got that piece of paper I put in my wallet, I really didn't think very much of it, and I never really gave it much comparison to my driver's license.
On social media, there's always these ads for these bracelets that you can order that have your vaccine status. And it's like, now you don't have to worry about carrying your card around. Well, anybody can just order one of those vaccine bracelets. And just because you have a bracelet doesn't mean a business is going to acknowledge it. But the government needs to back the F off. Like, the government really needs to just focus on what they need to focus on and let business owners do their own thing.
Well, that's the problem. The government gets involved in so much stuff that's everywhere. And they penetrate into all of our lives in ways that are pretty nonsensical, and yet we let them do it. And then I think the millennials are the worst. They seem to have the least understanding of what's going on in government. They didn't learn civics in school, so they let all this stuff
You're
go
thinking
on.
Of Gen Z.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking it's 20.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The CDC recommending a COVID booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. Former CDC Director Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC Friday how he thinks the booster shot should be administered.
I do believe, and I've long believed, that we should be looking at providing boosters to the older population, particularly people in nursing homes and congregate settings who are more at risk of contracting COVID and more at risk of a bad outcome, people who were vaccinated a long time ago, last December or January, because we have seen evidence of declining vaccine effectiveness across the board.
Dr. Gottlieb says he also sees good news ahead. He expects the number of COVID cases in the South to peak this week and then start declining. Security concerns surrounding the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Homeland Security on Friday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration working in what may be the final days before the fall of Afghanistan's capital to ensure the security of Afghans who helped the U.S. military. CNN reporting Friday a deal in the works would send up to 8,000 Afghans to Qatar. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, telling the PBS NewsHour Friday that Afghans are scrambling to get out.
If you look at the single ticket in Afghanistan, commercial airline tickets, there is no ticket left. Everybody is trying to leave because they assume it's a window of 48 hours or a few days that they have to secure themselves.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, after speaking to Raz, calls on the White House to order airstrikes and provide critical support to Afghan security forces. A federal judge skeptical the White House's eviction moratorium will survive a Supreme Court challenge. A judge based in D.C. Friday allows the moratorium to continue, even though she admits it's probably illegal. The Alabama Association of Realtors, the plaintiffs in the case, a spokesman says they plan to appeal. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Chuck Kirshner. Who's your wife?
Okay. You okay over there?
Thank you for pointing that out, Jennifer. I've just been losing my breath looking at these pictures of Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's the...
Oh, gross. Come on.
Okay, so, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chuck Curry is here with us as well. Chuck has been a part of my morning syndicated programs for 28 or 29 years. He's a fixture. Talks about movies, entertainment, DVDs. Do they even have DVDs anymore? That's what I've used for... They still have DVDs, right, here and there?
Yeah. Blu-ray is better, but yes, they have DVDs.
Wasn't there some big announcement about Blu-rays this week? Didn't we talk about...
talking about 4K Blu-rays and the innovation in this technology of 4K television. So
what is 4K? What does that mean? 4K?
The resolution is clearer. It's a very soap opera type of a look. I said to you the other day, I'd rather watch something in 2K and have more of an original movie feel than this innovation of seeing something ultra clear, almost like you could reach into your TV and touch
it. How do they do that? You're right. The soap operas always seem like there's something different on the screen than if you're watching a procedural, a nighttime show.
They basically just increase the lines of resolution. That's really? The way it's done. Yeah.
Okay, Trevor. Thank you. Meanwhile, back at the countdown, the story list has been supplanted by the people list, and we're using the people list to base much of our conversation this week, referring to the talkers list, which you can find at either our DJV webpage, djvshow.com, say it again, Doug, djvshow.com, or at talkers.com. Number four on the list, the Cuomo brothers. Sounds like they should be on the road. Well,
they might
Andrew,
be. One of yeah. them's got more time now.
So anyway, the quick turnabout with Mr. Cuomo, the governor of New York, is that because they had the goods on him, or is there some other motivation, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think?
I think that maybe he wants to run again, and he thinks that this is maybe the most politically I don't know, convenient way for him to do that.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing to watch. And if you missed it this week, Andrew Cuomo came out with his lawyer, Rita Glavin, came out and spoke for about 45 minutes with a slideshow talking about how the attorney general in New York had it wrong with these women and it wasn't true and that this was a lot of misinformation that was reported in media frenzy and yada, yada, yada. And then the governor comes out and the governor speaks for 15 minutes or so saying that he's just old and Italian is basically what his defense was, and that he, you know, he did this, but it wasn't meant with malice.
It was an anti-apology.
Yeah, it was really strange. It was like he was sort of sorry, but not sorry.
No, he was sorry that he became a victim of the line being moved.
Right, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah,
the line of what's appropriate was moved on him, and he's just a victim of it, and he's sorry that he didn't realize it.
Yeah, and he said, I'm sorry if they were offended. Not like, I'm sorry if I was inappropriate, but I'm sorry if you were offended about it. But in any case, he goes through all that, and then he says, well, the best thing for me to do is resign. So you had an hour of really him defending himself, his lawyer defending him, and then he was out. And I think that took a lot of people by surprise. Many people thought he was just going to dig in and fight it. But they were very close to impeachment. And if you get impeached in New York, then you don't get to run again. Your political career is sort of over. So I think he made a deal saying, I'll just get out now. There's also some criminal investigations underway, and many of the talking heads and the experts say that if anything comes out of the criminal investigations, they might just be a couple of misdemeanors, but certainly that probably has to be part of his decision too.
I got a question, though. Where does this leave Chris Cuomo over CNN? Obviously, for the short term, he has to pretty much disappear, I would assume. Yeah. I tuned in the last few nights he was not on.
If they have any credibility at CNN.
That was a pre-planned vacation for legitimately, and they never have pre-planned vacations, but this happened to be one. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when he comes back. But, you know, one of the things I think is kind of ruining it for him and his credibility, not only did he have his brother on and not really ask any tough questions, but he was also advising him all the way through this process. And I think he's got to be really open about it. I mean, not a lot of people are watching Chris Cuomo's show anyway, but I think he's got to be open about it, and I think maybe the most fair thing is if he interviews his brother, right, does that first interview and asks him some really hard questions, and I think maybe...
I would be stunned if that ever materialized.
Me too.
Did you love our mom and dad? That would be a good question.
Right.
How is he growing up with me...
It's a bad look. They were yucking it up with the big Q-tip. Meanwhile, you've got 9 to 14,000 people who are dying in nursing homes because of some of his decision-making. You've got these sexual allegations. Remember a year ago at this time, he was like a hero. Everybody thought he was great. He was getting Emmys. I mean, it's a really fast fall from grace.
All right, so that takes care of the Cuomo boys. Now we got another Italian-American, Tony Fauci. So is that, should I have... How, let's see, what national, DeSantis, what is that?
Sounds
is that?
Italian to me.
That Italian,
sounds
yeah.
Italian to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Maybe the mom's at work still.
Well, Pelosi, I'm looking at the list here. Giuliani, listen to this. Giuliani, Pelosi, Fauci, DeSantis, and Biden. No. Okay, so let's get serious. Or do we need to with Dr. Fauci? Is anybody taking him seriously anymore? Number three on the list, but I haven't. Who said anything about what he has said this week? It's pretty much the same old mantra, isn't it? Why would we spend time?
Yeah, I think the one thing that he said this week is he hopes that kids are okay with all the masking. I mean, I hope that too, but I don't know. I've really just moved away from Fauci. I think that he is corrupt. I think he knows exactly where this virus came from. I think he doesn't want to say it because he is trying to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I've just kind of signed off on the Fauci worship, but I know a lot of people still listen to what he has to say.
Right. All right. I know you listen to Ron DeSantis. He's the governor of Florida, and Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. They're sort of poking a stick in Biden's eye. It just seemed that DeSantis came out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden he's running for president. I don't know much about him. He's Is he doing a good job as Governor of Florida?
Well, he was in the military.
Was he a congressman?
I think he played baseball, and then I think there was some military stuff, and then he was a congressman, and now he's the governor, and he's like my age. He's very young. Mm-hmm. And not that I'd like to say I'm young, but, you know, for relatively what he's done, he's I think, 42, 43, something like that. So
he's not young.
Yeah, so I know, but I don't think he's come from nowhere. It's not like he just woke up one day and was governor. I mean, he has had a pretty big history in the state. And look, some people think that he's trying to be anti-vax or anti-mask. I feel like we have given up. A lot of this country is about freedom, and how quickly people have gone down the path of just doing what the government tells you is really, I think it's disturbing. I think
more
all
than
DeSantis,
disturbing. It's pretty un-American.
I mean, all DeSantis and Greg Abbott, for that matter, in Texas are saying is, we're not going to mandate things. If you want to put your kid in a mask, that's great. If you want to get the vaccine, that's great. It's not like they're not available in the state of Florida. It's not like they're not selling masks or the vaccine in Florida. It's just the mandate. That mandate word is, I don't know, I think it's frightening. And people have given up so much of their personal freedoms for what? So that people don't get sick? Have we ever acted this crazy with the flu? Have we ever, do we ever act this crazy with the swine flu or the bird flu? I mean, people have lost
their
minds.
Well, we don't have the kind of
communication. And I'm not saying it's not serious, because I think it is. But
the connection hasn't existed heretofore when this sort of thing has developed. Now, it's constant on these news cable channels, whether you have news alerts on your device. Who's crazy enough to have news alerts on their device? All it does is, wow, look at this man. Get everybody all worked up. Breaking news. And, the breaking news doesn't pass the test of real breaking news anymore. It's a nonsensical phrase that gets used to hopefully attract attention of viewers or listeners. And it's a nonsensical term. Means nothing anymore. Let's stick with DeSantis for a second, though, because he's sending around rapid response teams to fight the surge all over the state. He says it's the most effective treatment that we have encountered. Why is this great?
He's using antibodies because instead of mandating everything,
the monoclonal antibodies
saying,
that
good luck,
Trump
get
got.
Your vaccine. Yeah, but yeah. He's actually taking people with the antibody treatment and taking it to the people. So many times when people get sick, they're afraid to go to the hospital because they think it's lights out because of all the terror that has been struck on us with the mainstream news media. So I think it's great. You take that into the community. The fact that there are treatments and therapeutics for COVID should not be overlooked. There are things that you can do. Ivermectin has been really successful. The antibodies, remdesivir, all of that stuff has really helped people. It saved my mom. Remdesivir made an immediate turnaround for her when she was hospitalized with COVID. So there's stuff that we can do, and I'm glad to see that the governor's mobilizing it, because people in my state aren't talking about the treatments. They're just talking about the mandates.
Well, they're talking about the political.
But I got a question. I got a question for you. Why not? But in this case, I understand what you're saying. But why not err on the side of caution, where you have elementary school children who do not have the ability to be vaccinated? Why not? What is the issue for them to wear a mask and to have some form of protection in a classroom? What is the harm? Why such a hard line that he draws? You tell me.
Well, I think first of all, the hard line is that the schools can make their decisions. So that's number one. What's appropriate, and parents can decide what's appropriate. So I think that's freedom liberty.
But he also has threatened defunding
with mandate
lowering salary on certain right
because I feel like that is an unconstitutional thing that they're trying to do when it comes to mandates. But when it comes to masks, I would say this, Tucker, we don't know what the impact is on this. We don't know. We know that RSV, which is a virus that kids get very commonly, is hugely on the rise. Kids are getting sick with things that are not COVID. Maybe they're counting it as COVID, but it's this virus because their masks are dirty, they're breathing in bad air. We don't know if they're communicating well with their teacher yet. We're not going to know the impact of masking on kids until this is all over. And will it ever be over? So, are we protecting them? And do the masks really even work? Depending on the scientists you talk to, sometimes people will say they do.
Up and down and sideways. All right, 46 past the hour. Countdown Extra coming up next.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Here are the charts for this past week, the week of August 9th, 13th, according to folks at Talkers Magazine that do the research on the top stories, the top people on the list. Number 10, what's going on the set of Jeopardy? Ha ha! Number 9, the California recall, et cetera, immigration problems on the border. Number 8, our relationship with China. This doesn't seem to be much different, but there is Afghanistan in there to contend with, so that's 7. The heat wave and the fires, number 6. Number 5, race relations, crime and violence. Let's see, number 4, what's going on in the social media department, censorship. That'll be a good thing for all of us to focus on for a little bit. The resignation of Mr. Cuomo as governor of New York, number 3. Number 2, the economy and our infrastructure. And number 1, guess what? COVID. That's it. Those are the stories. The top of the heap on News Talk Radio this week.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people side of things, we like to list all these things so you have at least one official run-through. I know you find it hard to believe, but sometimes we get digressing a little bit on some of these things as we approach them. So let's get to number 10, Mike Richards. Is number 10, connected to Jeopardy, the story list. Number 9 is Gavin Newsom. Yep, the California recall. That sinks. Let's see here. Number 8 is Ella French and Lori Lightfoot. Rudy Giuliani is at number 7 with Mike Lindell. Number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Andrew Cuomo is 4. Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul, number 3. Ron DeSantis is number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. I'm sure when this DeSantis thing comes up, people talk about other governors like Greg Abbott. So that is what gets the conversation started, and you heard it here first. It's the People List, the Story List on the Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, on the People List, Joe Biden's at the top. We don't need to spend any time on him. Here's the story of John Henry Ramirez, who's scheduled to be put to death in Texas next month. His attorney has filed a federal lawsuit against prison officials for allowing his pastor to lay his hands on him. You getting this? This guy's dying, and he's suing his minister or the state because they allowed his minister to put his hands on him in trying to make him feel better. This is the pastor of the Second Baptist Church in Corpus Christi. I thought when I saw that, that's one of the craziest things that I've ever heard. The guy's going to be, he's going to be put to death, and he's suing the state for allowing the minister to put his hands on him. Does that seem kind of strange to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems kind of strange to me. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here. Talk Radio Roundup, 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us, you and me, to check the top items from the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time here. Victoria Keelan is off for a couple of days, so it's up to me to go through the top five. Let's see how I can do with all this responsibility on my shoulders. Let's see how I do. Number five this week, Yelp added a couple of features that allow businesses to show customers their corona vaccine requirements. Users will be able to see whether proof of vaccination is required to visit a participating business or if the business staff is fully vaccinated. Businesses will be able to activate the features via their Yelp for Business account. Company says it'll proactively monitor businesses' Yelp pages to help protect them from backlash after displaying their vaccine policies. Yelp says that since January, they've placed more than 100 unusual activity alerts on pages in response to businesses gaining attention for their virus health and safety practices, including those companies that require vaccines. Get a lot of that going on now, right? They've removed 4,500 reviews that have violated the company's content policies. Big picture on this, as the Delta continues to spread, more corporations and more local governments are putting policies in place to protect employees and customers. So that's something, if you want to check out the business to find out whether they're requiring vaccines, and you check out Yelp. I guess that's how that works. Number four on our list of the top five items this week from the world of technology, Ford's F-150, hit by the global semiconductor shortage. And now the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle, seeing serious delays as well, 6 weeks or more. So if you were supposed to get your vehicle between July and October, forget about it. I guess that's pretty much the bottom line. Ford held back some 4,500 cars, actually back in March, because of quality problems, and now they're holding them back because they can't get the chips. Those of you who've seen the Mach-E is a Mustang. I've seen them and I don't like them. Okay, number three, Amazon is going to pay you up to $1,000 in damages if you buy defective products from this. I think this is the big story of the week, frankly. They're finally admitting that, and finally is appropriate here because they've been getting complaints for Jay. Do you ever buy stuff on Amazon that's junk and try to send it back, whether they make it or whether they sell it for somebody else?
Yeah, I have before. Or you get something that is just completely the wrong item. Like you ordered a dish towel and you get a stapler.
That sounds like love. Anyway, this is going to apply to all products sold on Amazon.com, regardless of who sells them. So if you had a problem in the past, you had to file a claim, you had to go to the seller, and then there's all kinds of other stuff. So Amazon customer service realizes that this is better for them all the way around, and that's why they're doing it. Not because it's better for you, but because it's better for them. But at any rate, if you are one of those people, I buy maybe a book or two a year from Amazon, and that's about it. Once in a while I buy something. Not anything serious, because I like to go to the store. I want to help the store that's selling things. I guess that maybe is an age thing as much as anything else. You think that's it, Jay? That older people go to the store and are loyal, and younger people just buy online?
No, I think maybe once upon a time it was going in that direction, but I know a lot of people my age and younger that would prefer to actually go to stores, and especially they like to make it a point to go to like mom and pop shops.
Yeah, good. All right, number two on the tech list this week. Majority of doctors say the pandemic forced their organization to make tech upgrades that normally would have taken years. Healthcare has typically moved at a cautious pace when it comes to upgrading their technology. This COVID thing has changed a lot. Mostly the kind of things that the telehealth stuff, biggest changes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program, said that his use has gone up 42 or 43%, he reckons, people wanting to talk to him, so they do the Zoom thing, the telehealth thing. So that's what that's all about. Number one on Tech Talk this week is the Delta data problem. We become more reliant on data coming from other countries, from other drug companies about the vaccine's effectiveness. Officials here in our country growing frustrated with the lack of internal visibility into data being collected by the government, particularly as they try to deal with the spread of Delta. Now, there's nothing surprising about that. Too much government, they're clumsy, falling all over themselves. All right, that's it. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.